So, welcome back to day two. And so we're one step closer to kind of creating the momentum to help us reboot and refocus our mindset when it comes to diet and exercise. And so the fact that you're here and you're watching this video, puts you in a different category. And, for the folks who are here, I know you're in a different category because some women won't ever reach this level because they're not dedicated. They don't have that level of dedication when it comes to their health and weight loss. They might say that they want it to be effortless, but like actually putting in the steps to create that effortlessness doesn't really happen on a consistent basis. And you're a woman who understands that this path that you've been on so far hasn't given you the sustainable weight loss results that you want. So now you're like, I've been there, done that. Now I'm ready to just stop chasing all of these crazy dreams. And I don't know about you, but I have some big goals for next year. And, I'm going to invite you to work with me in a deeper way in 2022, which I can't believe I'm saying that. Like, wasn't it just 2019? Like, what the heck? So if you agree, enough talking, let's move on to the second part of this training. So if you haven't seen the first part of the training, please go back, do that. So that way you can create your wellness vision and then build on top of that with this one. So as you saw, our first thought process was like, how do we create this like bigger vision for ourselves? Like, what is it that we truly want to achieve? And so my client, Adrienne, for decades, she had this really bad body image. And she told me that she went on her first diet when she was 14. And for 20 years, she played the up and down game. And, she would have these huge transformations, but then she would have these huge, falling off the wagons. And so she, even though she was getting what the results that she wanted, she would always look in the mirror and she'd be like, looking for something more, always wanting to be like someone else that she had seen, and always playing that comparison game. And she always was like, how can I break free of the cycle? I know that it's not healthy for me, but how do I break free of the cycle? And, finally, we'd probably been working together for about 6 months, and she finally had her hell no moment. And she told me that she broke down in tears and that she just made the decision that she was just going to love herself for everything that she was, and that it wasn't about the scale. It was that, she still had her husband, her kids, everyone loved her despite whatever the damn scale told her that day. And so, she wrote this to me in an email, and she said that, with the help of my amazing coach, I was able to work harder on my mindset than I did on my body. And I no longer felt like this crazy woman because I didn't care. I would look in the mirror and declare out loud that I was beautiful. I was worth it. I was a champion. Slowly but surely, I started to see myself as a strong, caring, capable woman. When my mindset shifted, my body followed. And now I'm on a mission to stop dieting and start living. And that's what Reboot and Refocus is really all about. Like, Adrienne was the person who kind of helped me plant the seeds as to how I started this new trajectory, because, she was harder on herself than I was ever going to be. And I'm sure you are harder on yourself than anyone will ever be on you. So what I began to see is that, like, everyone wants to have a plan, right? Quote unquote plan. But it always comes down to your unique situation, your unique vision of how your life is, so that we can really focus on what your secret sauce is. And everyone has a secret. Everyone does have a secret sauce. Even if you don't think you do, everyone's got a little secret sauce. And the one thing I always try to get across to people is that as much as we think it's about the weight, it ain't about the weight. There's more to it, it's more than the weight, because everyone wants to stop yo-yo dieting, stop the binges, breaking from perfection, finding what consistency looks like for them, learning patience, and creating these non-negotiables that you can stick with for life. And, then my other client, Sally, came to mind, because she came to me to lose weight. She was like, she was a busy mom. She's like, I want to lose 20 pounds. Like, I have 3 kids and I've yet to lose the baby weight. And so she's like, she came to me because she was stuck in the case of the Mondays. Every Monday was going to be a new program, a new diet. And she couldn't figure out how to break free of it. Well, she's like, I did lose the weight, But what I ended up finding was a way to reboot my mindset, because during our time together, she's like, I started to feel like I was doing enough. I was strong enough. And she and Kim changed the way I saw myself and how I carried myself. And so that's the one thing that if I look back, you know, 20 years ago when I started this, what was like the big thing that like I carry through? And the biggest thing that I never saw before I started working out was confidence, right? I was always a confident person, but it was just this like extra like pep in my step, because it was like I could go into the gym and just like set a goal and just do it. And it was like, whoa. So how do I translate that out into the real world? And when other people say that to me, I'm like, yes. I'm like, what you do in the gym, like most people are like, oh, you go to the gym. But what you do in the gym does translate out into the real world, because it does give you that extra confidence of like, even if it's something as simple as last winter, my husband bought this new table, and literally he's like, I need to lift 150 pounds. And he's like, I can't lift 150 pounds like by myself and put it up on top of this thing. And so he's like, oh, and it's like during COVID, and he's like, all right, Kim, he's like, I'm going to ask you to help me. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it. What did we do? We freaking lifted that thing. And I was like, this is why you deadlift. This is why you deadlift, so that it can translate out into the real world. Not so that I can, you know, put it into my little journal. I bench pressed 50 pounds. Like, no, so that in real life you can be like, look at that, honey, suck it. You know, you want to be able to translate that. So, you know, we think that it's about the weight, but it's about rebooting our habits and our mindset. Because it's our habits and our mindset that are just going to keep us in that pattern. Even if it's a good habit or a bad habit, it's always going to be a pattern. And Sally finally tapped into like what it was like to listen to her body versus blindly following rules, like no longer caring what the scale said. And she had energy. She was sleeping better, little to no cravings, and because she was using her body's feedback versus the scale. Now, maybe right now you're playing the comparison game and telling yourself that you can never be like Adrian or Sally. Guess what? They told themselves the same thing. And now they're on the other side, and that's possible for you. So you're here listening because you're stuck. You're done waiting. You're ready for your transformation. You're ready for this final, you know, repeatable blueprint. And, you know, some of you listening right now, you're ready for the transformation. But you're really a dabbler, or you're an information seeker. And you're not ready to take action. And so for those of you guys who are ready for your transformation, listen up. You see, most women, they're doing this backwards. They focus on the outcome versus the process. And the process are the steps that it takes you to get to your outcome. And if my process is broken, my outcome's not going to be achieved. Or if the process that I took isn't sustainable, I'm not going to be able to hang on to my outcome. So I want you to think about an outcome is like your ultimate goal, right? Lose weight, eat better, sleep more, right? That's the outcome that you're seeking. But underneath that is like, what are the steps? Like, how the hell am I going to achieve that weight loss, eat better, sleep more? And, you know, outcome goals are really easy to make. Everyone makes them all day. But can you keep them? That's the stuff. And, you know, because outcome goals, they don't account for life. And everyone listening here has a point in their life. You know, I call it like seasons. You know, we all have seasons in our life where like it's just not the time to focus, go hardcore. But it is a time for you to say, even though I can't go hardcore, what are my bare minimums? Like, what is the bare minimums that I will accept for my health? Because it can't always be when the kids get a better schedule, when work lets up, when, because you will kick that when rock down the fucking street and it will never be a good time. So what I always challenge you is like lean into the busy times and be like, yeah, I know I'm like running around with my hair on fire, but what is at least one thing I know I can do, right? And that's where the process comes, because if I have a good process, no matter how busy it is, I should be able to mold and adapt it to that season. And, you know, in all of my years of working with women, you know, I found that, you know, there's more than one way to hit a goal, right? You know, many of us think that it's about exercising less and eating more. Like that, I mean, eating more and exercising less. No, like if that worked, everybody would be losing their goals, right? Everyone would be, you know, walking around with a beautiful body. Cher had this, I think it was Cher. Cher said, if weight loss was easy, everyone would be doing it, right? And this is the same woman. I don't know. I should Google that. It was rumored, this was like in the early 90s. She was a spokesperson for, I can't remember. She was a spokesperson for some like fitness product. And look, she's a naturally genetically gifted person. So let's just like, there's one. But she supposedly had a rib removed. And so I don't know if that's urban legend or actual fact. So I'm going to have to Google that. I'm going to write myself a note. Google, Cher rib. I mean, it's not going to change the course of my life, but, you know, I just need to know now. So here's a process for you, because a process gives you flexibility. And when you have that flexibility, you can start small and start achieving these little goals. And the more I achieve my little goals, the more I'm like, oh, I can do this. I got this. Where when I'm like feeling like I'm failing every step I go, I don't want to do it. I'm not motivated. So here's where, you know, and I've talked about these before. I call them my non-negotiables. And I came up with them because I was sick of being up in my head thinking about, oh my God, I didn't work out enough. Oh my God, I only did this many days. I didn't do this. I didn't do, and I was just too crazy. And I'm like, I didn't want to be the ugly American, and I didn't want to bring my vacation down because of my like craziness. And so I was done with the guilt and shame. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Here are my bare minimums. And I did them. It was sleeping, like sleep 8 hours. Like I like set a bedtime. I'm going to bed at this time, and I'm not getting up until I sleep for 7 hours. The end. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And if I had to get up early for like catching a flight or something, I was like, I got to go to bed earlier. I had a big ass salad every single day, and I moved my body at least 30 minutes. Those are my three non-negotiables, and that felt easy and effortless. And then it translated to when I came back. Even on my busiest day, like today was a really busy day. I taught in the morning. I had to go, I did a quick photo shoot. I had two podcasts to record. I had to write this. And I was like, okay, today's not a day I can work out, but I'm going to work out tomorrow. Right? So it's like, I normally shift out on workout on Thursdays, but I was like, today, like, ooh. I'm like, all right, I can shift it to tomorrow. And that tomorrow's not going to shift to Saturday or Sunday. I'm like, I know like tomorrow morning I'm getting up and I'm working out 6 o'clock. Like that's it. It's done. So we have to kind of find a way to stop blowing ourselves off. Because when we keep blowing ourselves off, that becomes a habit. That becomes a pattern. And if you're ready to, you know, stop with the when, it's time to break up. And the process is the missing link, right? It's what helps you break from perfection. When I have a process, I can see, think about like when you make a cake. All right, I'm not a baker. So if you're a baker and I like screw something up, just know I'm not a baker. So think about it. So in a cake, you have eggs, you have flour, you have vanilla, sugar, right? So let's just say those are the basic ingredients of a cake. But like, what if I don't have any eggs one day? Can I still make a cake? Possible. That's when I Google and I'm like, what are the substitutions for eggs? And I don't know if there is a substitution for eggs, but just imagine there is. I Google and I find a substitution. So we have to start to be like, okay, out of my process, there was a step that was a little, that couldn't happen, but do I have another plan? Right? So if I have a process, I'm able to see where the process is broken. I can see that a day that I have no eggs. I can see a day I have no sugar. But if I don't have a process and it's like one day there's eggs, one day there's sugar, there's one day, and I don't know what the main ingredients, I'm always going to struggle. And, you know, this is where our patience has to come in, because it's like, it's an iteration. You know, I know many of you like want to like write these notes and go, okay, doing this tomorrow. And I'm like, but maybe you already sleep 7 hours, so like that doesn't work for you. And maybe you already eat really well, so that doesn't work for you. But and maybe you already move your body, so that doesn't work for you. So we're like, what do I got? So here's where you kind of start to think about what is that big outcome goal. And in the homework that you'll get tomorrow morning, you'll see what that big outcome goal is. Or you'll see, you'll, you know, write your outcome goal, and then you'll start to write down what are your processes behind that. And so if you're struggling to hit your goal, it's your process. And it's always the process. It's always the steps. It's always the actions that is going to trip you up. But here's the thing. We got to start with things that feel easy. You know, so many of us want to try to like scale Mount Everest wearing a bikini in, you know, pumps. You're going to get cold real fast. Probably lose a couple toes. So imagine you set a weight loss goal to lose 20 pounds. And you tell yourself that I can summon enough willpower, discipline, and you eventually, you know, that you eventually do drop the 20 pounds. But how are you going to maintain that weight loss? You know, it was the same dieting tricks that got you into the same habit of always like pulling that those same levers. We've been pulling those same levers. If you're like Adrienne, she's been dieting since she's 14. So that's almost 30 something years ago. And, you know, let's just be honest. Think about like your boyfriend from 30 years ago. If you've been married like 40 years, think about the boyfriend before your husband. Could you have been married to that person for their, you know, that high school boyfriend? No, you'd be like, oh my God, whoa, not him. So while in the short term, everything seems like you can hang on to the weight loss, but at some point, your willpower battery is going to run dry. Your discipline battery is going to run dry. You're going to be looking for more motivation. And you're going to be off hoping and praying for the next thing to bring you motivation, willpower, and discipline. And if we keep chasing these outcomes and not focus on our process, it's just going to be the same vicious cycle over and over again. And so, you know, have you fully considered that everyone who wants to lose weight, they don't keep it off, right? Maybe you've experienced it yourself. You've worked your ass off to get the results. And then slowly but surely, the weight comes back, brings some friends, and hangs out for longer than when it took you to get it off the first time or the fifth time. So one of my mentors said this to me, and it just like hit me like a ton of bricks. The way you get your goal is the way you keep your goal. So if I go hard to get my goal, I'm going to have to keep going hard. And at some point, that harder is just going to be like, I can't. And then you lay down for, you know, a couple months, couple of years, or waiting for my 600 pound life to call me. I don't know. But I don't want that to be for you. So how do we stop creating this vicious cycle? Glad you asked. That's where we come with that repeatable process. We look at our outcome and we say, okay, if I want to lose, so let's say I want to eat better. Eat better is very vague. So it's like, what does eat better look like? So is eat better you having at least 4 to 5 ounces of protein with every meal? Is eat better that you're having a couple servings of vegetables? Is eat better having some good fat? Is eat better not having a bottle of wine every night? Like, what does eat better look like? So that you can start to break down and see what your process can be towards eating better. And so that's what Reboot and Refocus is all about. It's like, how do you get so clear on your goals that you have a system, that you know exactly what to do? And these 20 women that are going to be bringing with me will come through all the 5 steps that I put together of like, what really gets people what they want. And so, you know, I don't want you leave you hanging, but I'm going to run through an overview right now. And it's so that you understand, it's like, once I get clear, I now am able to say, okay, what are the choices that are going to bring me to my outcome goal? Then I can get connected. You know, that's my like why. That is like so that every time I try to blow myself off, I can go back to my why and say, oh shit, I told myself this is why I wanted it. And if I blow myself off, I am not honoring this why. And then I have to get creative, right? You know, it's like the same shit ain't going to work, right? You have to break out of your box so that you can have that consistency that we all want and finally have the courage to do something different, right? I had a podcast yesterday, and that'll be up in the membership group for this month. And it's about moderation, right? In order for me to find moderation, I had to do a lot of experiments. I had to experiment with those 3 things. It was like, and it might not seem, those 3 things might not seem big, but from where I was, that was my Everest. And so we have our Everest that we have to climb, and we have to think about what are my processes that, and how do I stop getting in my own way, right? So you start by deciding what it is that you want to achieve, and we write down all the steps that you need in order to get to that goal. And you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to, like, as you write down all the steps, right? So if it's like eat better, if I write down, you know, eat more vegetables, have more protein, Maybe it's get more sleep. Maybe it's meal prep. Maybe it's like, you know, don't wait 5 hours to eat. And I look at that and I'm like, and I say, what feels easy for me right now? And maybe it's only me focusing on just one thing. And that's okay. Like, there's no right or wrong, because some people can do three things. Some people can do one. But focus on what you can do, because I know you're A++ people. And you're like, I gotta do it all. And how many times have you done, try to do it all and you just burn yourself right out? So let's just stop burning yourself out. We're done playing that game. It's like, let's break down our goals into small, realistic goals so that we can get wins every single day versus like looking at ourselves in the mirror. I look at myself and I brush my teeth in the mirror every night and I'm like, okay, how'd today go? And instead of being like, oh shit, shit. I'm like, all right, this is what happened today. And I can like count more wins than I can count losses, because I've like shrunk down my expectations of myself, which is hard because I'm an A++ and I think I can put on a cape every morning and do everything, please everybody, but I can't. So my cape stays in the closet for a few days a year it comes out. And so it gives us something to rally behind every single day, every single week, so that when, you know, I write my to-do list in here. It's three things, right? It's the three things I'm going to do work-wise. It's the three things I'm going to do for my health. That's it. It's not this 500 things, because when I try to do 500 things, I fail. Miserably, I fail. And so if you're done feeling like this and you're ready for momentum, like, this is a huge part of my message. You know, in fact, it's a huge part of the message in this training, is that in the entire Reboot and Refocus program is designed to fix this problem. Because I believe, like, every woman, you know, if you learn to break down your goals, you learn to create a process, you will find success. Like, that's bottom line. Like, I totally believe that. And it'll make your life so much easier. So much less brain power is going to be focusing on what you didn't do for your health. So there's no more stress. There's no more trying to like create this perfect week, trying to chase, you know, multiple goals. And I realized, like, this is going to be a little scary, and you might be afraid of making a change, and you might be wondering, like, is this going to work for me? Like, you know, I've been down this before, but here's where you got to take a leap of faith, right? Take a leap of faith and know that what you're currently doing isn't working. So why not take the leap? And, you know, after hearing all this, you know, where are you, right? Are you like, no, I'm not ready for that leap. You're deciding like what rock, you know, you're going to leap. Is it a high rock? Is it a low rock? You know, are you already like planning for change? You're like, you're putting your bathing suit on and you're ready to jump in. Where do you stand? Because if you are in that person putting that bathing suit on, you know, I want you to know what victory looks like, what it feels like to celebrate success outside the scale, and what it feels like to be with like-minded women who get the struggle, who get like what it's like to overcome that. Because I know when I first started doing fitness competitions, no one at my gym did fitness competitions. No one even knew what the hell they were. And every Sunday, I would go to work out with these other fitness competitors, and it was amazing to be around like-minded people that like got it, that understood my dedication to the gym. You know, same thing with business. I'm the only one of my friends who's an entrepreneur. Like, no one understands like what it's like to like work for yourself. And I went to LA back in September, and it was just like, oh, my people, I've missed you. Like, it was just so nice just to be around people who like get what it's like that, like, you know, I stayed up till 10 o'clock last night writing this webinar. And then like this morning I had to get up, pay my bills. And, like most people don't understand that. They're like, but you work for yourself. And I'm like, it's not about sitting around like doing my freaking laundry. I mean, I do my laundry during the day, but I have to be self-motivated. And a lot of people don't get that. And you know, as women, like, we like to be around other people who get us, you know, and not many people, especially like when you're honoring your health and your fitness, there's some people who will be like, so you really can't just drink a bottle of wine every night? And I'm like, no. You can, but you're not going to get any results. So it's great to just be around like-minded people. And that's what I'm looking to recreate in April, a place where women come together. They celebrate the hell out of themselves. They celebrate the hell out of each other, build friendships, build bonds. I know that, like, you know, in my mastermind, there are people I met 10 years ago. Then we're still friends. Like, we've like planned things together. And so that's the community that I really think women miss and need when it comes to getting healthy and fit. Because a lot of people who aren't, or they dabble. And if you're not a dabbler, it's hard to find non-dabblers. And so think about it this way. You know, it's this training is a way for you to help you set a goal. And most people think, like, to get my goal, I find a diet. I set my goal, I find a diet, and boom, poof, I lose the weight. But if it worked like that, everyone would do it. So as I wind down this training, I just want you to think about, like, one, I have to create this vision. Like, where do I want to freaking go? You know, I remember when I first started my business, a woman asked me, how would I define success? How would I define that I have a successful business? And I was like, And I gave her a pat answer. And I think about when I worked at the gym, if you were personal training with me, I'd be like, Hey Liza, like, what's your goal? What do you want to achieve? And you would give me, like, lose weight, tone up, feel better. Like, you would just give me those, like, the same pat answers that you probably read in the brochure while you're waiting for me to come out. And no one ever really, you know, lifts up the hood and says, okay, what does feel better mean? What does eat better mean? Because the clearer I am with my decision, the clearer I am with my direction, the better I am able to hit that. So that's what the vision is about. Tonight, it was about all about how do you create this out? How do you take your outcome and create a process behind that? And that's definitely, you know, for those of you guys who coach with me, definitely, like, that's something we can totally work through and brainstorm your process about that. So our final training for this Reboot and Refocus is going to be on Sunday, which is the 7th, at 10:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. Again, for those of you who may be watching the replay or want to watch this again, the replay is going to be available. I'll be sending it out tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think that's it. But, you know, you have two steps. And tomorrow, on Sunday, we're going to talk about creating a routine around your new vision and your process. And so, ladies, I try to make this simple, right? Your process and your routine is how you're going to finally reboot and refocus your mindset. Because if I have great habits, then I have great routines. If I have great routines, then I get consistency. And that is what I'm ultimately looking for. All right. So, ladies, if you don't have any questions for me.
No.
Awesome. So I will talk to you on Sunday. And thanks for showing up.